You're listening to SBS News.
Gambling advertising is prevalent in some of the world's biggest sporting competitions, but it could be soon a thing of the past in Spain. After placing a temporary ban on gambling advertising during the country's COVID-19 lockdown, the Spanish government is now pushing for a permanent ban of gambling sponsorships in its sporting leagues from October. In the United Kingdom, Parliament has recommended betting sponsorship in British sport be phased out over the coming years. Brent Jackson, the CEO of Australia's peak body for the online wagering industry, says he welcomes debate into current laws.
The situation overseas, we don't think there's any evidence in Australia for anything other than what we have already. As I said, we are very well regulated. Our system of regulation is responsive and it does adapt to community needs. So if that were to change, we would absolutely support review of that. But at the moment, no, we think we've struck a very good regulatory balance in this country.
Gambling companies are sponsoring teams in the NRL in greater numbers than ever before. In 2010, only three of the league's 16 clubs had gambling advertising on their playing uniforms. This season, there are nine. In the AFL, only one of the league's 18 teams features a gambling company on its strip. Both leagues also have official wagering partners. Alex Russell is a senior postdoctoral fellow in the Experimental Gambling Research Laboratory at CQ University. He says advertising has an impact on gamblers.
If you ask punters, are they affected by advertising or promotions, they will say no, because everyone likes to feel that they're the master of their own domain. But when you actually collect the data, you do actually see that on days when they're exposed to more ads or promotions, they do bet more. So we did a study where we asked people, all right, on this day, how much do you intend to spend in the next 24 hours? And then the next day we followed up and said, how much did you spend? And did you see some ads? And on days when people saw more ads, the difference between what they said they were going to do and what they actually did was much bigger.
The federal government says Australia's laws are regularly reviewed. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher told SBS News the government is aware of community concern about gambling advertising and is committed to reducing gambling-related harms for all Australians. Jacob Bull hasn't gambled for almost 3 years. He doesn't know how much he lost gambling on sport.
I'd say it would be somewhere in the region of $50,000 to $100,000, but it could even potentially be more than that. I gambled for 15 years of my life. It got progressively worse over that time. You know, there were times where I would win big, but then the times I won big, you know, would always result in me ploughing most of that back in. So even when I was winning money, most of the time I just put it straight back.
He feels Australian sport should follow the lead of its overseas counterparts.
It almost, to me, feels like in Australia that gambling and sport is joint in a way that it's inseparable. And it feels to me like you can't watch or be associated with sport without there being some form of gambling there too.
Mr. Bull hopes his story will serve as a warning to others.